Hey, Sarah Maldonado, if you're listening, thank you for listening to our podcast every day. Your husband, Al, sent us an email saying you listen, and we just want to thank you. Now, on with the podcast. A lot of times you do things over the weekend that you don't get credit for. We know that here, and it's time for us to give you the credit you deserve. In order to do that, we do this.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
What didn't you get credit for over the weekend? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What happened, Raven?
So you know that we planted grass about 3-4 weeks ago now.
Oh, God, the never-ending grass growing.
You know what? Let's try and keep a positive attitude here, okay?
This will be the year.
The grass has been growing. It's going well, but now we're reaching the time of year where, like, the sprinkler system has, like, all these automatic things built in to turn itself off, and it won't work all the time. You got to have water.
Fancy.
When it comes to grass, Anna, you got to have a, yeah, well, it'd be fancy if I knew how to actually work it. That's the thing. Nobody knows how to edit these apps. I don't know how to do it. That's why you need a sprinkler professional. Anyways, I manually fired all the sprinklers all weekend long, timed it out so it did not tax the well, and so that it provided enough water for all the grass. And that grass is growing, Anna Zapp.
Wait a minute.
Nobody said anything.
Hold on.
As a matter of fact, people were like, why is the grass wet?
You actually activated your own sprinkler?
It was crazy.
And Alicia, your wife, and no one, not even the neighbors, said, oh my goodness, look at what you did.
It was basically like a complaint when it was pointed out to them.
Okay, let's give you some credit right now.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
That baby grass didn't have a chance,
right.
That baby grass.
It's like having a child. It's like me waking up in the middle of the night, you know, changing it.
Right.
Burping it, feeding it, whatever it is that you do with children.
Yep.
That's basically the same thing that I did with the grass.
Your baby grass is like an actual baby.
Yeah, that's right.
And somebody had to feed that baby.
That's right.
And you turned on the sprinklers and no one even said thank you.
2 days in a row I did that.
Wow.
2 days in a row.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I'm glad you did that. Sometimes, you know, normally, Raven, what we do here is we give credit for things that you did that you didn't get credit for.
Sure.
This weekend, it's what I didn't do.
What didn't you do?
That I deserve credit for. I was grocery shopping, and I was in the freezer aisle, and they were having sale on Turkey Hill ice cream, 2 for $5. So how do you not purchase that?
Right. I mean, it's a steal. It's a bargain.
Yeah,
Turkey Hill, not my favorite, but it is a bargain.
Wanting for 2 for $5, like, you deal with it, you know?
Right.
So I'm in the freezer, and I have the 2 gallons of the ice cream, and I back up to go put it in my carriage.
Right.
And a woman sideswipes me with her carriage.
Oh, my gosh.
And I trip right into it. And I go, oh!
Right.
I go, excuse me.
Exclaimed.
Now, any normal person in their right mind would be like, are you okay? Oh, my gosh, are you all right? And she looked at me and she goes, you should watch where you're going.
Wow.
And I stopped because there was a part of me that wanted to point out to her that there are arrows on the floor in this COVID grocery store.
She was pointing in the wrong direction.
She was in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So if you're driving down the wrong one-way street and you hit someone, whose fault is it?
Now, you know that you probably walked down that aisle the wrong way, too. But you were stationary at this time.
I did not. I was going the right way down the one-way freezer aisle, and she hit me, and then she blamed it on me. And I already was tired and a little bit hangry.
Sure.
And I wanted to scream at her and be like, I don't know if you realize this, lady, but you're going the wrong way down a one-way aisle.
But you didn't do that.
But I just said, oh, I'm sorry about that. And I bit my lip because I didn't want to cause a scene at Stop and Shop.
Right. Well,
yeah.
That was very grown up of you. Good job. Let's give you some credit for that.
Thank you.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough.
Yep.
And then I take the 2 gallons of Turkey Hill.
And I put it in my cage. And it's on sale for $5.
I thought you were going to tell me that you put it back.
Oh, no.
After all that.
Are you crazy? Did you hear what I said? 2 for $5? You nuts? All right. What didn't you get credit for this weekend? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person. Better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
What didn't you get credit for this weekend? Don't worry. We'll give you that credit. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Well, this weekend, I canceled my plans with my best friend so I could help my brother out. He needed help to move into his new apartment, so I said I would cancel my plans and help him. And not only did he not say thank you, but he promised me to order pizza, and he made me order it on my Uber Eats app, so I ended up paying for it.
Oh, no.
And that's like a $50 pizza then.
Yeah.
You know, on Uber Eats, it's like a $70 pizza. I don't think I'm doing it right.
You know what? We're going to give you the credit you deserve right now. He thought that pizza was going to be delicious, hot, right, and free.
Free.
It wasn't.
Nothing better than free pizza.
Nope.
Let's be honest.
No,
nothing worse than pizza that you thought was going to be free, and then you have to get the pizza to bail out said problem.
It's actually one of the biggest problems with all the apps and the delivery is that one person does it, and next thing you know, you pay for it, and no one even realizes that you paid for it.
Right.
Yeah.
$72 later.
Right. It's like, I just got two slices. Why is it so expensive?
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I got the mother of my children, who I do not live with anymore, a birthday gift, as I always do, and my stepfather bought her one already from my children, and I didn't get any credit for it. So
wait, was the gift from the kids or from you now? Now it's officially from you. Now it's weird.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Right.
No. You stepped up and did what was right, and no one was even
even acknowledged it.
No one acknowledged it. We'll give you the credit you deserve. It's coming up.
I get no doubt, but I get
I mean, you can't send the kids over there without a gift.
Right, that's your job. That's your job
that
as a
parent. That is one part of the job.
Yeah.
More difficult at certain times in life than it is other times.
I am 40 years old. Without fail, the day before my mom's birthday, my dad will call or text me and say, go pick a gift up for your mother.
Right.
From me. And don't forget the card. It's a job.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, it's Ann on Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
Well, I tell you, this past weekend, I spent 4 hours raking all the leaves in my yard.
Oh, yeah.
I don't use the blower. I use a real rake, okay? My wife comes home getting her hair done, and she looks at it, and she says, oh, but look, a few more just fell.
Mm. Yeah, that's the worst part about it.
You know what? We're going to give you the credit that you deserve. Hold on. Here it comes.
He used a real rake at his app.
It was a real one.
Real rake.
It wasn't even a blower.
No shortcuts.
No. What didn't you get credit for this weekend? You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. I don't even remember the last time I saw a tab, like, for sale in a grocery store or anywhere.
Back to the Future. Yeah. It was in the movie.
Was it?
That's about all I remember with that. Yeah, it's been a real long time, man. Michael Jackson commercials.
It's Anna and Raven. Coca-Cola announces discontinuing Tab after 57 years. I thought it was gone. But what I didn't realize was that their whole marketing branding was targeted towards beautiful people.
Wow.
Listen to this original jingle from the 70s.
One calorie Tab.
Wow. It really was, huh?
It was for beautiful people. That was their whole marketing plan.
Didn't we find out that it's like a... Didn't it have like saccharin or something in it?
And
didn't we find out that that's like illegal? You can't have any saccharin anymore or something?
Back then, nothing mattered.
Right. It was the 80s.
Yeah.
People weren't afraid.
Yeah. Put whatever that is in there. But when I think of Tab, never in a million years do I think, oh no, the beautiful people drink Tab.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I never really gave it much thought, I guess. Anything diet, I suppose. To me, diet Coke was the beautiful people one, right? Whitney Houston getting up there singing all that stuff. It was kind of symbolic to me. But I never really thought of myself as having to maintain beauty. So I never took that into account.
When I think of soda, I don't necessarily think of like, oh, well, jocks drink this.
Yeah.
Or like, so,
you know, no, that's true.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Actually, maybe, Raven, because think about it. Think about, like, Gatorade. When you think of Gatorade, who drinks Gatorade?
Well, right.
Athletes.
Well, right. Gatorade is one of those things, but Gatorade is not a soda, right? When it comes to me with soda, as far as I'm concerned, there could be Coke, Pepsi, diet versions of both, Mountain Dew, and the rest we really don't need. That's just my mind, you know?
I came up with three drinks, and I want you to tell me, who do you think drinks each of these three drinks?
Oh, I love quizzes.
Yeah.
I love this.
Okay,
what do we got?
Spoiler alert, if you answer beautiful people to any of these, you are wrong.
Okay.
All
right, I'm ready.
First one, who is drinking an El Presidente margarita?
El Presidente margarita clearly is a overworked, overtired, overstressed soccer mom. So it's basically you. drinking a Presidente margarita. 40 ounces or larger is what I'm thinking.
Accurate. Number two, who's drinking Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper is the guy that is not a doctor. He's at, like, your cousin's barbecue. He wants to be the doctor of the grill, and he really loves NASCAR. That's the guy that's drinking Dr. Pepper.
Seems right.
Yeah.
And who's drinking Sunny D?
Sunny D is, like, the neighbor's kid comes over, and he's like, hey, you're gonna eat lunch or whatever, and your kid goes over there and drinks Sunny D. That's what happens. And they make some sandwiches.
All right.
Maybe bologna.
Yeah.
Seems like heartburn, bologna and Sunny D. But I'm just saying that's how you do it.
Okay. All right. That seems somewhat correct.
No Sunny D in my house growing up, but Sunny D at my friend's house, and I always wanted a shot of it.
I had Sunny D at my house.
Yeah.
We were cool. You want to know why?
Why?
Because we were the beautiful people.
Oh, I see.
Coming up next, All I Need to Know About You. You've been there before. You see people do things all the time, and you think to yourself, that is all I need to know about you. And if you go fishing and somebody says this to you, that's definitely all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Check out our text line this morning, Raven. If you go fishing and someone says you're in their spot, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, you can't claim the outdoors for yourself. It's a bummer, though, because certain situations, you definitely do feel like that's your spot, right?
Yeah, but you have to be careful with that because people think you're insane.
Oh, of course. No question about it. You sound insane. If you show up to a fishing spot and somebody else is already there, you just have to tell yourself that you should have got there earlier. Now, couple of examples. You're on the beach.
Yep.
You're right above the high tide line, and then somebody comes down and sets up their stuff right in front of you between there and the water. You totally feel like it's your spot.
Right.
It's infuriating.
So, you get so upset, but you can't say to them, hey, you took my spot.
Right. Can't say anything. What I saw this year is people were using American flags to do social distancing on the beach and thinking they could claim like a half acre of space.
Right.
Like, that's not real. Of course, if I go down and I put my towels on the chair at the all-inclusive resort at 5:30 in the morning, that's totally my spot from the end of time.
How about when people park in my parking spot here at work? It's not actually my spot. There's no sign there, nothing like that. And I always bite my tongue and I say nothing, but I'm like, they parked in my spot.
Yeah, but that's why you have me, because I say something every single time.
Right, because that makes you look crazy, not me.
No. Yeah, and I don't care about that at all when I'm walking around the building here. I'll say something about my spot, your spot, that's it.
You know where this used to happen a lot? In my Zumba classes. So in my Zumba classes, that front row is very coveted. And if you're a front row dancer and somebody, you walk in a couple minutes later and somebody's in your spot, I used to see women like almost ready to fight. Because they were in their Zumba spot. It was nuts.
That's why you got to go to the battle, dance battle in the Zumba class. We'll solve this thing like women, like gentle women.
There you go. What's wrong with your house? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Everybody's got some quirky things about your home that you don't even realize until after you move in. And you're like, huh, how did I notice that before I bought this place?
That's definitely the way it works, is you never see it when you're out there. And then you say to yourself, why didn't the home inspector see this?
Right. Well, speaking of like actual real things that are wrong with your house, these are the top five things that if you notice in your home, there's probably a bigger problem. Number one, if your gutters are sagging, that could mean there's a rotting roof and mold growth with excessive water.
Okay.
Yeah, look for your gutters. Number
two, that's not good.
If your electrical bills all of a sudden start going through the roof, that's also an issue with your roof being damaged and it's not providing enough ventilation.
Okay, right.
Number three, if you have mildew near your water pipes, mold. Mold.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
If your doors don't close properly, which this one caught my attention, like
humidity.
If they get stick. No, it's a problem with your foundation.
Yeah, but your house is old and all houses settle. Like, I mean, come on. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to redo your foundation right now?
Well,
all right, that's what you're going to do? You're going to rip the house off of it, fix the foundation, then put it back on there? That's not going to happen.
But, I mean, if there's a problem with your foundation, wouldn't you want to know before it starts crumbling down on you in the middle of the night?
Probably not. Honestly, you own it.
And if you have a wobbly toilet, that can mean you have a rotting subfloor.
Okay, well, yeah, do something about that before you go through the floor. Because if you've got any sort of leakage around there, it's just going to get worse. You don't want that type of situation.
What's the weird thing that's wrong with your house, Raven?
So if you go next to the fridge in my kitchen, the house was built in the 50s, so it's really tight, right? And there's no handles to any of the cabinets to the left of the refrigerator past the waist level, because if you put the handles on there, you can't open the oven.
Ah.
Right. So there's that.
Yeah.
So, It'll all be fixed when we redo the kitchen at some point in our lives, but we're not there yet. So you've got to open the cabinets with, like, your fingers.
Yeah.
And God forbid you just got your nails done, or, you know, you just clipped your fingernails or whatever, you're not getting that cabinet open.
I have two weird things that are wrong with my house. One, I have a weird alcove in the basement. It's like a hidden alcove.
Yeah.
When we moved in a couple months later, we realized there's all old beer bottles in there.
That's where the trolls live.
Or...
And they do drinking down there.
It was either that or they had a teenager, and, like, but those were old beers. Like, they looked like from, like, the 60s old. Who knows? My house is old, too. My house was built in 1938. And the other weird thing is that I don't have a fan in my downstairs bathroom.
Yeah.
So every time someone goes to the bathroom, you hear everything.
Oh, no, we don't have one either.
It's so embarrassing.
It is, and it's right off the kitchen.
Me too. I keep telling my husband, like, you got to fix that.
I go in there, and I run like, the sink when I'm in there, and then I come out. People are like, you just washed your hands for 3 minutes? I'm like, no.
Right. Yeah, but
no,
what
I didn't.
It's worse for, it's like, we're home alone. Who cares? It's just us. But,
right,
like, when you have guests over and they have to go use the bathroom.
It's
and
the worst.
Oh, yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What's that weirdo thing that's wrong with your house? There's certain red flags that show up around your house that you need to pay attention to because it can mean there's bigger problems. It's Hannah and Raven. Top three, mildew near your water pipes. You got mold. Number two, all of a sudden your electrical bills start skyrocketing. Yep, there's something wrong with your roof. And number one, if your gutters are sagging, yeah, you got a rotting roof with mold growth from excessive water.
I mean, these are the worst case scenarios. Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily mean your house is falling down. But if you see these things, take a look at it.
Then most likely your house is falling down.
Wow.
All right. But there's other things that you don't even realize till after you move in. And all of a sudden it's just weird. And that's that weird thing that's wrong with your house. What's wrong with your house? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
Well, so my husband says it's wrong with my house. I actually think it's kind of cool. But in our basement, there's a door that leads to nowhere. And we even asked the people who we bought the house from, and they were like, we don't know. We only lived here a few years.
Wait a minute.
We have no idea why it exists.
Wait a minute. So is it a full-size door? Is it like a small door? Is it like a crawl space door? What kind of door is this?
Full-size door, and when you open it, there's just a concrete wall behind it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's something dead in there.
It's the upside down. No, it's the upside down. You're going to go in there.
You've not seen enough movies, man.
What thing is a dead body
you
in there?
You knock down that wall. Oh. Listen, there could be gold in there. But if you want to get greedy and go see if there's gold in there, you're going to have to step over the mummy that's in there.
If you're going to board up your basement with a concrete wall, why would you leave the door
there? You
boarded
it up with concrete? That's
how
that works?
But why would you leave a door? Like, if somebody sees a door, they're going to open the door, and they're going to be like, why is there a wall here? I don't know.
That's why it's got to be something really creepy.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it's not like a regular murderer who thinks of these things. It's like a weirdo murderer.
Right, they would have hit it. This one is saying, come on in.
The murderer that did this wants you to do this?
No. Yeah, it's a Stephen King novel in your basement.
Okay.
If I was you, I would just move.
Mm. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's wrong with your house?
I have a stairway to nowhere. I guess there was like an illegal second floor or illegal attic or something like that was put at some point, and then the town made the owners take it down. So if you open what looks like a closet door, there's a small flight of stairs, and then it's just sitting at the top. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. It's like that door to nowhere. Why does everybody have things that lead to nowhere in their house? And
that
no one
weird.
Thinks it's weird?
Right.
That didn't bother you when you bought it?
No, I'm just renting. When I asked the landlord about it, he just kind of rolls his eyes and looked the other way. It's crazy.
Right.
That's so shady.
Because
he
knows there's something in there. He knows.
No.
Or there was. It went something up there.
Yeah. You know what happened? The town came in and said, if you want to use this as a multifamily, you better take this out. And he did it half, you know what? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's wrong with your house?
My cell phone service is non-existent, which is a huge problem because we don't have a landline. And I'm just, like, out in the woods, keep telling my husband, but he thinks it's fine. And he says it's better this way because then nobody can find us.
What? I would leave. That husband sounds questionable.
Here's the thing. Nobody really believes you when you tell them you don't have cell service anymore, right? Like, did your boss buy it? If you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I got really bad service. I didn't get your message to this morning when I was driving in. You can get away with that once or twice. Any more than that, you're not getting the promotion.
Right.
All right? You're not the person who's getting the job.
Where are you calling us from right now?
Right.
I have to go go down the street.
Look at this box.
Yeah.
If you were a gemologist, right, and this box showed up, would you really have any clout that this would work?
I got to be honest with you. If I was like a person who had been trained in jewelry and all that, and I was able to evaluate diamonds, and I found a building full of those marked like that, I'd burn that building to the ground. That's what I would do.
Tana and Raven.
It's insulting, really.
Last week, right around this time, we were talking about this teenager who had gone viral because he bought this. It's called a diamond selector. It's a tool that tells you if your diamonds are real. He went to school and was checking all his teachers' rings. Some were real, some were not. And now his TikTok has like 50 billion, million followers.
I mean, why didn't we think about this?
Right. So I went online to Amazon. I was like, let me see this thing. And it's like $16. So I was like, I'm going to buy it.
I mean, for what? For what reason personally did you need it? But you were curious. So you had to know.
I want to see if it really works or not. So if you look at the box, it's a plain blue box. And all it says is Diamond Selector 2. I'm not sure why this is more advanced than Diamond Selector 1.
It's new and improved, obviously. Yeah. I mean, the first one had to be gotten rid of, I guess, right? It was revolutionary at its time, and then its time has passed.
It comes with this one-year guarantee that basically looks like somebody wrote it on a piece of loose leaf.
Yes.
And I had to give Raven the instructions because I couldn't figure out how to do it myself.
Well, I'm a specialist in broken English and double spacing, single spacing. There's no format to this amount of instructions here, right, but I believe I have figured it out now at this point.
Let's get to it because I've been dying. I have my earrings and I have my engagement ring, and then if we have time, we'll do my wedding ring.
It should be noted that there largest problem that I had when setting it up was that there is a rubber, I guess I'll just call it a nipple, over the sensor port, and we hadn't removed that at first. So
wait, hold on. Here's my earrings.
You didn't turn it on because you got to turn it on and then you got to wait for it to warm up. As weird as that is.
Okay. Well, while it's warming up, I want to apologize because I haven't taken off my earrings in a long time and they smell. You ever
good.
I have like that.
So
that
earring
ear
crud.
Smell?
Yeah, ear crud.
It smells.
That's good.
Don't smell. Actually, you should smell.
I mean, I have to touch them.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the gross part. Well, did you at least wipe them off?
Yeah, I did with my finger. I wiped it with my finger.
I can still see a little crud on there. All right. The lamp is ready now.
Okay.
Now you have to set it to different things for diamond size. I won't say yours outside.
Thank you.
Out loud, because that would be pretentious. All right, here we go. Let's find out whether or not your husband loves you.
Is that my engagement ring?
Hold on. Yes, I got to remove the nipple from the machine. Removing the nipple.
Please be real. Please be real.
All right. Here, let's concentrate. Ah, looks like you're real. Oh, good. Looks like it's actually larger than I suspected here.
Hold
on. Let me press it again. It's not real if I turn it down. Never mind. When I press this, I'm worried that I'm gonna mess up the setting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that would be bad.
So is my ring real or not?
Yeah, no, it's real.
Good.
Hold on. Sides are thinking about it. Sides are thinking.
My side stones are fake? Oh, my gosh. That's a hustle I never even thought about, because the real one is real, but the little ones on the side, you put fake ones in there. Nobody's even paying attention. It's never even crossed my mind.
All right, calm down. All right, I'm just I'm making sure that I have this. Oh, I got to touch the back parts of the metal again. Remember?
We got that in the Diamond District in Manhattan. Who knows?
Yeah. No, it's a. But listen, it said it was real a minute ago. All right. Oh.
What's that noise mean?
I don't know. It means that was me touching the metal. It was real a minute ago.
So
all right.
Now it's not real?
Yeah, I'm not sure now. I'm sorry.
Just check one of my earrings.
All right.
Is it gonna?
Oh, it's like crusty.
Can you not throw my engagement ring down
it's
on the
couch? Crusty.
Right. I told you it was crusty.
Oh, the outside needs to be clean, too. Like, you need to clean these.
I never take them off.
Oh, those seem to be more real than the other one.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that
one. Do you think this was worth the $16 investment? Good.
I mean, did they throw in hand sanitizer or alcohol wipes? That way I can
smell my earrings. Smell my earrings.
Oh, good. Your ring's real again.
All right, good.
That's good.
Yeah, I think this is all fake. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, breakup rates have skyrocketed during COVID. Dr. Patrick Juanes is going to tell you why these breakups are different than breakups pre-COVID.
Pressing it to everything to see whether
is the microphone a diamond?
Seems to only work on diamonds.
All right,
I don't know.
It works then. Then it's legit.
You're flipping back and forth very quickly on this.
Not surprisingly, breakup rates have skyrocketed during the period of COVID. It's Anna and Raven. Dr. Patrick Wanis is a human behavior and relationship expert, author of Get Over Your Ex Now. You can visit him online at patrickwanis.com. Why? What is it about COVID that's making people say, like, see ya?
Well, it's called forced togetherness. People are stuck with each other for 24 hours. When we're in relationships, whether we're living together, whether we're married, pre-COVID, we could always escape each other through our hobbies, through our work. But when we're forced to be together, we'll really find out who we really are.
Doc, as an author, I know that you've been working on this survey and relationship study, the breakup test, other currently than COVID. What's the number one reason most couples don't make it?
Well, I promise if you ask your audience, they're going to be shocked because it's not what most of us think. Most of us think that the reason relationships break up is because of cheating or money, and it's not. And I separated in the breakup test, what are the top five reasons for women? What are the top five reasons for men? And there is one that's common to both men and women. We argued constantly. Perhaps they argued over money. Perhaps they argued over children. Perhaps they argued over parenting styles. But the second thing, both men and women say, we wanted different things in life. This comes back to core values. I believe that core values is the critical key to whether a relationship will work or not. Do you share the same core values? The third for women was, I wanted more time than my ex could offer. And that's interesting because there's a great joke by Patrice O'Neill who says, look, men want to be alone, but they don't want to be by themselves. In other words, they want to sit there and do something, but they want to know you're close by. But a woman has a different expectation. She wants you to give her more time, and men can get caught up in other things. For men, the third reason for breakup was we had issues over intimacy. Fourth was either bad timing, or we are in different stages in life. And this is really important, particularly if you're getting married at an older age. You know, you could be in your 30s, you could be in your 40s, maybe you're getting married for a second time, or you're getting a relationship. What stage are you in life? What are your responsibilities? Perhaps you've already had children, you don't want any more children, but your partner wants children or doesn't want children. So it's interesting because it wasn't cheating. Cheating was not in the top five reasons for breakups, neither for men nor women.
I saw this.
Very insightful.
It is. And I saw this stat that made me stop in my tracks because I was like, this is a high number. 50% of men and 55% of women spy on their ex after a breakup. That seems like a lot, right?
That's strange, right? You think, you know, when the breakups happen, it's time to let it go. But you want to see what the after effect is. What's the end of the story?
Yeah, there's two key points here. Number one is, usually it's one person who wants to break up. It's not necessarily both.
Well, so that's true, right?
If one person wants to break up and the other person doesn't, they might still be hooked. They might still not be able to get over that ex. And even if you ended the relationship with your partner, if you haven't really resolved it, you may still be obsessed with your partner. You may still want to know. Some people spy on their partner because they want to know that their partner's doing badly. Others spy because they're still jealous, even though they say, I don't want you, but I don't want anyone else to have you. And yes, it's very unhealthy to keep spying on your ex because you will continue to be controlled by your ex and what they're doing instead of taking control and charge of your own life.
And is there such a real thing as heartache? And do you need closure when you end a relationship? That's going to be coming up with Dr. Patrick Wanis next with Anna and Raven. Dr. Patrick Wanis is finding out why people are breaking up. And if you want to take the free breakup test, head to patrickwanis.com. Is there such a thing as heartache? Is that real?
It's 100% real because the brain processes physical pain and emotional pain in the same area. If you were to have a cup of hot coffee poured over you, the brain processes that the same way that it processes social rejection.
Well, that explains a whole lot about my first marriage.
So, like, when you hear about older couples that they've been married for, like, a million years, and then one dies and the other one dies, like, 27 minutes later, like, that heartache killed them?
Well, I mean, at that point, you're in a weakened state anyways. Athlete's foot will kill you. But I get what you're saying, yeah.
You've got to look at it, yes. There are many, many stories where they were married for 50 years, 60 years. A day later, a week later, the other person dies. Yes, there's heartache, but there's a connection that people have. The whole concept of a relationship is to become unified. You can still be an individual. You can still be your own person. You can be the best version of yourself. But the idea is to be unified, to be in sync. What we found is that people who are married for 50 and 60 years, other than the fact that they're very careful about choosing their battles, they tend to have very strong, common, shared values. And a great example of that is faith. Regardless of whether you believe in religion or not, if two people believe in the same things, they tend to have a stronger connection. And when people are very unified and they tend to live for each other when they're in their, you know, late 70s, 80s, 90s, etc., then yes, when the partner dies, there seems to be less reason, less purpose to keep living.
Dr. Patrick Juanes is a behavior expert and relationship expert. One of my girlfriends, she had dated a guy through college. I would say they were soulmates. They were always together. They were always happy. After a few years, they started having fights, and they would have these like kind of mini breakups, and then they wouldn't talk for a few days, and then they get back together. But one day they had one of those fights, and he never called her again. To this day, this is 22 years later, she has never moved on. She always talks about him as the one that got away. And I always think it's because she never had closure from that relationship. And now, I mean, I know he's down at the Jersey Shore. He's married. He's got two kids. Like, clearly he's moved on.
Right.
But do you think that what's holding her back is that there was no actual closure? And do you think that's important when you're ending a relationship?
Closure is extremely important. There's always that question that lingers in our mind. Why? Why me? Why this? Why that? And we want the answer to the question. Closure means that there is a complete communication. I've looked back at that relationship and I have sufficient understanding and insight into the relationship to say, yes, I am complete with that relationship. And that's what your friend didn't do, unfortunately. She's also refusing to accept responsibility. She says the one that got away,
right,
he didn't call her back. She never called him. She let it go. So she's got to ask herself, why did you really choose to let it go, not only in that moment, but every day, every week, every month, every year following that?
And what's the number one thing you can do to get over a breakup?
Accept full responsibility for the part you played in it and put your focus and energy on yourself. What did this person bring out in me? What mistakes did I make? How can I do better next time?
Dr. Patrick Juanes is a human behavior and relationship expert. He's the author of Get Over Your Ex Now. And you can learn more about him and get his book at patrickjuanes.com. Thank you, Dr. Juanes.
Thank you.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Hannah and Bob. Hannah, let's start with you. What's going on?
So my ex-husband bought our 9-year-old daughter a cell phone and didn't talk it over with me before he did it. I don't even have words. That's not right. He shouldn't have done it. And I think it's another way for him to make me look bad because I told her she had to wait till she was 11. It's 2 years too early, and we had already discussed it, and he went behind my back and did it anyway.
Bob, why? Why would you do that to your ex-wife and kind of, like, undermine her?
Well, first of all, she's a great child. She does well in school, involved in a lot of sports and stuff. And so I'm thinking, like, what if her practice gets canceled or what if something happens? She should be able to reach us. It just makes total sense for her to have a cell phone. I honestly don't get what the big deal is. I just don't understand.
Bob, do you have a problem if Hannah is collecting that phone when your daughter is back at her house? I'm assuming there's shared custody here. You know, like, it so she doesn't have it when she's going to bed or times when she's not supposed to or whatever. Is that something that you're resistant to, or are you fine with that?
I think that at the end of the day, it just makes more sense for her to have a phone regardless, just to get in touch with me, to get in touch, you know, in case anything happens. Like, it's not me trying to be good cop, bad cop. It's not me trying to undermine her. It makes total sense in my head. Kids need cell phones nowadays. They're doing a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And
right,
they need to be able to get in contact with us.
Yeah, and I understand that, Bob, but you guys had a conversation and knew that she was against it, but
right,
you did it anyway, right? That's what, I mean, maybe, listen, maybe you're right, and maybe our audience is going to agree with you that you have just as much as an equal right to a good decision as this as your ex-wife does. But you guys did have a conversation where you knew she would not be cool with it.
Yeah, I knew that, but also I have to look out for my daughter, so I'm thinking of her well-being as well. So if I think it's safer and makes more sense for her to have a phone, then I'm going to get her a phone. And, you know, I'm sorry, and I may be upset about that, but as her father, I want to make sure that she is safe and taken care of. So,
yeah, what happens now is your daughter doesn't like something that her mother says, and she texts you and calls you and whatever. I mean, let's not act like kids are all angels, right? They manipulate, especially in a situation where we've got parents that are both not in the same household. So it does create problems. To act like it doesn't, that it's only a safety measure, it's hardly just a parachute.
So what we can do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Bob, that you have as just much as right as Hannah does to make a decision like this. You made your decision. You gave your daughter the phone, even though she's 9 years old. But if they agree with Hannah that it was wrong for you to do this knowing she wasn't on board, then Bob, you have to have a rule where you take the phone and you only give it to her when she's with you. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Hannah and Bob are divorced, and they share custody of their 9-year-old daughter. Now, Bob has been hell-bent on getting his daughter a phone, even though she's only 9. Mom Hannah has not been on the same page.
Yeah, it's really a question of whether or not there's going to be rules and whether or not there's a shared agreement when they go ahead and make these different discussions about how to raise their daughter. She said no. He went out and did it anyways, and now he says that his daughter always needs to have access to that phone. You know how kids play with phones. When it comes between parents being split up, they always play each other against each other.
What do you think? Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I am definitely on the mother's side. We had the same exact situation, except swapped. Father didn't want cell phone. Mother did. We allowed her to get it, and within a week, we had cops at our door at 1 o'clock in the morning because of a Snapchat post that somebody called the cops on. So 9-year-olds just shouldn't have access to that kind of social media.
It's terrifying. Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Get a home phone.
Yeah, I don't know, though. You're out somewhere. I just imagine a kid getting out of school and there being confusion about where they're supposed to be. And I don't want to have that mystery. I don't want it, that hour of wondering of where my child was.
I am so torn on this. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. But the bigger question is they disagreed and he did it anyway. Couples Court with Hannah and Raven. Bob and Hannah are exes and they share custody of their 9-year-old daughter. Bob bought her a cell phone, even though Hannah said not to.
Yeah, Hannah wanted to wait at least another couple of years. He knew this. He did it anyways.
Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999.
I am on the side of the mom. I understand what the dad is saying, totally, like, to have the phone, but I'm a teacher, and I know what kids do when left unattended with phones. Nowadays, the smartphones, they have access to so much they absolutely should not have access to. I think it's a perfectly fine rule. Dad should do this at his house as well, that at night, when she's going to bed, she should not have that phone.
But it doesn't acknowledge the fact that he did something without his ex-wife's permission and they share the custody of the child.
Listen, if the kid's going to be there waiting for rides, then he's got a very valid point, is that they should have access to be able to communicate with people. What if there was an emergency? That's dangerous. But I'll tell you right now, you bring a phone into my house, it's my rules. So dinner time, you're misbehaving, or bedtime, that phone is definitely getting collected.
I think we're avoiding the bigger question. She said no, and he did it anyway, and was that wrong? Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom's side, absolutely. They have to have a rule between them, like you guys said, but she's 9 years old, where is she alone that she needs a phone? If she's at practice, where are the parents? I'm totally with the mom on this.
The parents don't sit at practice with their children.
That's sometimes they do. We're not allowed to
sometimes,
leave.
But not every. We can't say that she's available to do that.
Yeah, no, that's true. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I am definitely on mom's side. I hear dad's argument that he wants her to be open to all. It's like a cancel, a practice cancel. But cell phones for kids does not create safety. It does give parents untethered access to them.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Hannah, our audience agreed with you. Bob, your guys are 50-50. You have to make decisions like this together. It's one thing if Hannah disagreed and you came to a compromise together, but you didn't. You did what you wanted, knowing that she would not be okay with it, and that's not right.
I mean, I guess that's your audience's opinion and other people's opinion, but at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I think is right for my daughter. And like, again, I'm sorry that she feels like I undermined her or slighted her, but I'm going to do what's best for my daughter. And no one else is in our family and in our co-parenting relationship. So,
but plenty of other people have seen divorce, Bob. You're not unique in that situation. Every time you guys have a discussion about something and then you directly go the opposite way about it, I would expect it to be a problem. There's that. Hannah, you must feel a little bit better after this.
I do. And it's not just to spite him. It honestly is going, we made a decision together and we should stick to it so that she's not confused.
Right. Well, we wish you the best of luck. And if anybody else has an issue, send an email to couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Oh, it's Anne. Oh, my God.
Anne. Oh, my God. It's you. You're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Anne. $1,800 bucks. Don't be nervous or anything.
Woo! Don't try to intimidate her. All right, here's how it works, Anne. $1,800, just like you said on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I bring them back in. I ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, a study found that if you want to live in a town with the most UFO spottings, you should live in Myrtle Beach. In what state will you find Myrtle Beach?
South Carolina.
Number two, Henry Winkler recently appeared on Drew Barrymore's new talk show. What HBO show does Henry Winkler currently co-star in with Bill Hader?
The Father?
Number three, Anna Kendrick from Pitch Perfect is the celebrity most likely to give you a computer virus if you search her name online. Anna Kendrick also voiced the character Poppy in what animated DreamWorks movie?
Trolls.
Number four, Supermarket Sweep is back. It premiered last night on ABC. What ex-SNL star hosts it?
Oh, I don't know.
And number five, Adam Sandler's newest Netflix film, Hubie Halloween, is on track to be the streaming company's number one comedy of the year. In what spooky real-life town does Hubie Halloween take place?
Oh, my God, I didn't watch it. It was supposed to be this weekend. Let's go with Sleepy Hollow.
Anne, let me bring it back in.
How'd you do?
Anne got 2 out of 5.
Oh, that's not too
so
good.
Bad.
$1,800, Anne.
Number one, study found that if you want to live in a town with the most UFO spottings, you should live in Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
What state is Myrtle Beach in?
South Carolina.
Yes.
Right over the bridge.
Number two, Henry Winkler recently appeared on Drew Barrymore's new talk show. What HBO show does Henry Winkler currently co-star in with Bill Hader?
Bill Hader, HBO is Barry.
Barry is correct.
Great show.
How come I've never heard of that show before I wrote that question
never
and did
heard
some
of it.
Research?
Me either. That is an awesome show. Bill Hader is amazing.
It's been on for 2 years.
And he has everybody wants to be on that show.
Yeah, you guys are tied. Number three, Anna Kendrick from Pitch Perfect is a celebrity most likely to give you a computer virus if you search her name online.
I'm okay with that.
Anna Kendrick also voices the character of Poppy in what animated DreamWorks movie?
Trolls?
Trolls is right.
Oh, yeah.
Number four, Supermarket Sweep is back. It premiered last night on ABC.
Right.
What ex-SNL star hosts it?
Leslie. Why am I having this problem? Leslie. Leslie hosts it.
No. It's Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones.
She has a last name.
She hosts it.
Right.
Leslie.
Right. Her last name is Jones.
Well, you know what? If you ask her, maybe she feels like she can be one of those one-name people.
Like Cher?
Leslie.
Okay. Number five, Adam Sandler's newest Netflix film, Hubie Halloween, is on track to be the streaming company's number one comedy of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
In what spooky real-life town does Hubie Halloween take place?
Salem, Massachusetts.
That is correct.
All right.
And he took you down 4-2 this morning. That does get you your own Anne on Raven t-shirt.
Oh, thank you. This is Anne, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks, Anne. Hold on. I was rooting for you. I really was.
Better luck next time. I mean, who doesn't guess Salem, Mass?
Oh, she said a town that started with the letter S, too. She said Spooky Hollow or something like that.
That's
I was like,
fake.
Oh.
That's fake.
Sleepy Hollow. Anyway, that means another $100 in the jackpot for tomorrow, $1,900. Make sure you're listening today at noon and 5:30 for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. It's the kind of 2020 headline you would only see in 2020, Raven.
And it feels so real.
Right. Celebrity scientist Neil deGrasse Tyson says an asteroid could hit us the day before the elections.
But that's, I mean, is it a blessing or a curse?
I don't know.
Kind of one of the smartest men on the planet, so I guess we should pay attention when he says it. I think he's trying to be a little tongue-in-cheek.
Well, not really. It's Anna and Raven. What it's happening is that there is definitely an asteroid headed towards us. There is a good chance, quote-unquote good chance, depending on what you think good is,
right,
that it will hit the Earth. NASA is saying, don't worry about it, because it's only the size of a refrigerator.
Perfect!
What?
I mean, unless that lands on your house, we're going to be fine, everybody. Don't panic or anything like that. Come on.
NASA says the asteroid weighs 32,000 pounds. And I don't know how much refrigerators cost, but I don't think they weigh 32,000 pounds. That seems like a really big
fridge. That how much it weighs, or
yeah,
is that how fast it's going?
Because no.
I know with asteroids, it's all about how fast it goes, too.
Yeah, no, it says it weighs over 32,000 pounds.
Okay.
But it's only the size of a fridge. So I guess, I don't know.
It's a serious, serious weight, I suppose, for something that size.
NASA says that once it hits our atmosphere, it's going to look really bright, and then it'll probably break up into tiny pieces, which is why they're saying not to worry about it.
I mean, probably.
Probably.
But given this year, anything could happen. I bet you it hits a polling station. And then we're going to have to go to the Supreme Court, and then this thing is just going to drag on forever.
It's going to hit a postal service, post office. That's where it's
going to
go.
Right, right. We found all these absentee ballots buried under this meteorite.
Yeah. I don't know what...
That would be 20. 2020.
More alarming, the fact that NASA thinks that if a refrigerator hits your house, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you're going to pick right. a kitchen item that's going to come out of nowhere and slam into
from
your house.
From across the universe right. at 30,000 miles per hour.
Like if they
it's
went,
not like, I mean, if you drop the refrigerator on your roof right now from four stories up, it would probably go through the roof.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
It's going to be a mess.
It's not like they said an air fryer is going to like.
You don't want to be under it.
Oh, you know, give me a blender. All right. Like I could take a direct hit from a blender.
Well, I appreciate.
Is going to take me out.
I appreciate the heads up, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Well,
he's
I really
just looking
do.
Out. He's looking out.